It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, if my computer will scroll, there we go.
Scroll, you SOB!
Little Big Town last night at the CMAs, which obviously we're not a country station, so we don't talk a lot about the CMAs, but we're going to talk about this because Little Big Town won Song of the Year for Better Man.
I knew we'd have Taylor Swift in the garbage today. I knew you'd do it.
Of course!
I knew you would do this.
And so what's cool about it is, so Taylor wrote all by herself the entire song, Better Man. And she didn't want to put it on Reputation because this album is like a happy album. It's all about like she's in love now. She's dating Joe Alwyn, the actor, the British actor. And so Better Man, obviously about Calvin Harris, is like a sad song. And so she didn't want that on her album, so she gave it away. And she gave it to Little Big Town, and they won Song of the Year. And so this is them thanking Taylor for writing it.
So we want to say thanks to Taylor Swift. She couldn't be here tonight with us, but... Taylor, wherever you are, thank you for this beautiful song and for loving songs and loving Nashville.
Yeah, and she's like, thank you for making my song that I wrote number one so I can get all the money from it, keep on performing it.
Yes. A rep for Charlie Sheen has denied reports that he allegedly sexually assaulted Corey Haim when the late actor was 13 years old. The former Two and a Half Men star worked with Haim on the 1986 film Lucas. One of his longtime friends says that Sheen sexually assaulted Haim during that film's production. Sheen was 19 at the time, and documents from Charlie Sheen's divorce from Denise Richards accused the actor of accessing gay pornography sites that featured boys who looked underage. Richards filed for divorce from the troubled actor in 2005 and wrote in the documents, "I told him I discovered some pornography websites that he belongs to, which I found very disturbing. I also told him about other websites I discovered that he accessed involving gay pornography involving very young men who did not look like adults." She said that when she confronted him about the pornography and sites he accessed for sex, that he did not deny it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Reminder. Tiger blood. Adonis DNA. Yo. Booger blood. Poo-poo DNA.
Just so you know.
The former publicist for self-help group NXIVM, never heard of him, but says there are 70 to 80 women who are trapped in a slave cult in Hollywood and are blackmailed, branded, and beaten with paddles. Members are brainwashed into giving collateral to be used against them if they ever try to leave, including nude photos, financial information, and confessions to crimes. Sources say former Smallville actress Allison Mack is second in command of the cult. Dynasty actress Katherine Oxenberg has met with prosecutors in New York to present evidence against the group's leader because she says her daughter is one of the trapped women.
Dang.
Caitlyn Jenner revealed that she hasn't spoken to stepdaughter Kim Kardashian over a year. Caitlyn said, "To be honest, I don't talk to them anymore. They don't want me in their lives. They bash me pretty badly." She added, "It's devastating when your kids do that. It really hurt." Fans are wondering why Selena is giving Justin another chance. Me. According to an insider, Justin was Selena's first love. He will always have a special place in her heart. She's always held out hope that one day the circumstances and timing would be right. Even throughout his legal troubles, Selena always saw the best in him, and Justin is hoping for a happier ending this time and is doing everything he can to win her back. A source says he has matured a lot since the last time they dated.
Oh, let's chime in with our resident Justin Bieber lover over here, Liv the Web Girl. It's true.
I believe it. You go, Justin and Selena.
She's a Jelena fan. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Oh, yes. Celine Dion teamed up with Steve Aoki to perform an EDM mix of her hit My Heart Will Go On. The two performed the song for a Las Vegas benefit show at the Omni Nightclub, and this is amazing. Yes! Celine! She's like writhing on the floor. It's lit. It's lit AF. And Drake announced that he has been collecting... Guys, I need to marry Drake. He has been collecting Birkin bags for years as a gift to the woman he ends up with. Come on! There is no man that is more perfect than Drake. So if you don't know what a Birkin bag is, Joe...
Yep, thank you.
The bags can cost anywhere from $4,000 to $300,000.
What?
Drake didn't share how many bags he's collected, but honey, even one is enough. Like, yes.
Are these like beanie babies that'll be worth money later on?
No, they've been around for years. It's not a new fad. I mean, these
I've
are
heard
like,
of a Birkin bag, but I have no clue what it is.
It is crazy. It's the most expensive purse.
Or can you get a good knockoff? Maybe I can get one for Lindsay for the holidays.
A twerking bag.
And this is exciting. So Poison frontman Bret Michaels has released a promo for a new reality show called Love Camp that will be out in 2018. He will help several young ladies, quote, find the ultimate date and maybe the ultimate relationship. According to Bret, Love Camp is not just a dating camp. It's a dating boot camp. It's going to be great, and we'll know who's a serial dater and who's a serial killer. No, and who's a serious dater. But wasn't Bret Michaels the one that did Rock of Love?
Yes, yep. He did that one.
I am ready for this, Ben. I'm so freaking excited. I loved Rock of Love. Oh my gosh, I'm a huge Rock of Love fan.
Audition, get on there.
Whatever. I'm not a fan because of him. I don't want to date him. You're not dating him.
You're going to be on the dating show,
oh,
right?
Oh, you're right. Oh yeah, he's just like a person that helps. Oh, you're right. He's just a helper. Okay, then I'd be down.
Do you have to make a video? What do you do to get on the show?
I don't know what channel it's going to be on. I didn't see that information. Maybe I can find out. But oh my god, I loved Rock of Love and Flavor of Love. Both of those iconic shows. We actually know someone. We know a girl that was on Flavor of Love.
Who New York?
No, Ice.
Oh, Ice. Yeah.
We have a friend named Ice who does radio in Portland, Oregon, and she was on the show, and she kept Ice as her radio name because Flavor Flav named her Ice on the show.
I worked with her out in Portland. I know. Yeah, I told her she belonged with Flav.
I couldn't imagine. Did she ever kiss Flavor Flav? Because some girls on the show obviously did.
Ooh, I don't know.
You didn't ask her?
I don't know.
That's just
weird.
Should
we call her?
We should. We should wake her up. It's 3 hours earlier there.
Who would you rather kiss? Flavor Flav or Bret Michaels?
Ew, oh. Bret Michaels. Flavor Flav What's is wrong? Gross.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bret Michaels is pretty nasty, too.
I mean, they're both disgusting. They're both the bottom of the barrel. Like, I'm not going to pretend like Bret Michaels isn't. But Flavor Flav, I don't know. Something about him, he just looks like... He's just so skinny and scrawny, and like he just grosses me out. I don't know.
I think you two would look cute together. Just saying.
He just doesn't seem all there, you know. In recent years, he's just so old. You
think? Even if he takes his clock off.
If he takes his clock off, maybe I'd consider it. Yes.
You know something's wrong with the guy when he's wearing a giant ass clock around his neck.
But like he's gotten so old. Have you seen him recently? Like, ew, that's like Hugh Hefner status. Like just an old man.
All right.
No
Hugh,
thanks.
Hugh Hefner, Flavor Flav, or Bret Michaels? Obviously alive.
I'm still going Hugh for Hefner. Bret. Because both of them are just too, I don't have any, like there are some women that are physically attracted to like old ass men. I'm not one of them.
Who are the three you said?
Well, I brought up Bret Michaels.
Uh-huh.
We brought up
Hugh Hefner and Flavor Flav.
Yeah. I'll
give her the old F, Mary, Kill.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, F, Mary, Kill.
Well, I think this is easy, but okay.
I think Hugh Hefner, because like he just is a disgusting human being, so I'm killing him. And then...
He's already dead. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm marrying Flavor Flav because we would have fun, and then I'm screwing Bret Michaels. Did I do that right? Liv, do you approve?
Yeah, I would approve of
okay.
all of that.
Interesting choices. I'm very interested that you went with that. All right, that is the garbage that you can check out at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex show. Also, we put it up on our Instagram story.
Ooh. I'm going to put
Joe and Alex show
on Twitter who you would F, Mary, Kill, Bret Michaels, Flavor Flav, or Hugh Hefner.